I look at it is in a way of, do people know that I exist? People can't buy books if they don't know they exist. Lots of people have different ways of interacting. The reason why I prefer email is because it allows me to better control my time. I can answer emails when I have time. But not everybody is willing to stay on an email list when they're getting emails from you once or twice a week. They're just like, it's too much. I can't handle this. As far as Facebook and stuff, I just do the best that I can. That's all, the only thing that I can say. I don't really, like, some authors are able to just get on there and they chat and they share links and they do all of this stuff. And I would do it if I had something of value to say, but I don't feel like I want to clutter up people's lives by just saying nonsense. So for that matter, I'm rather silent on social media, but I do read things that other people post sometimes. And I mean, like, sometimes I'll lie in my bed with my phone and, you know, at night before I go to sleep, and I'll spend a good hour just, you know, reading stuff that people have written on Facebook or posted on Twitter or whatever. I find it very fascinating. It keeps me connected to the world because I don't really socialize a lot outside of, you know, my home life. But as far as how it all ties together, I don't know. I don't have a magic button. I see some authors who have, like, just thousands and tens of thousands of fans on their Facebook page, and I don't. I have relatively few to that extent, but I also know that when it comes to Facebook, not everybody who's a fan of your page actually gets to see what you post unless you're paying Facebook to send it out. So I tend to focus all my energy on my email list. I figure that people who are willing to, you know, stay with me through email are the ones who probably really do want to read my books and really do want to know what goes on and who I'm able to connect with as individuals instead of just nameless, faceless people. Different people want different things from me. Not everybody is as eager to be all in my news or in my business as everybody else. They just want to know when a book is published and then be left alone. And I think my email list is too much for them. But for the ones who stick it out, I feel like they're friends, you know. I get to know them through emails. I interact with them, and I may not know their face. I may not know, you know, their families or anything, but I value them as individuals to the extent that you can value somebody that you've never met. And I know that they've grown to care about me as a person. They've watched me through. Some people have been with me on this email list for more than 2 years. And it's hard not to care, even if you never buy that person's book, which a lot of them, there are people on my list who've never bought a book of mine. You still see that person as an individual, as a person, and not some commodity, which, you know, in today's world, we have a tendency to view celebrities, and I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but anybody that we see in the news or on TV, we don't view them as individuals with thoughts and feelings and personal pain and drama like ourselves. We see them as something a little bit separate from that. And so what I think the email list does is it humanizes me and it humanizes them. Like, I have two types of emails that I send out. I feel like the stuff that I write about publishing, it takes a lot of effort to put those emails together. I don't just write them in 10 minutes and then post them. Some of them take me 2 or 3 hours to construct to make sure that they're worded properly and the information is as accurate as I can get it. And, you know, it takes time. And because I'm in this for the long haul, and my email list is going to be up for years if, you know, everything works the way that I'm hoping that it works. It would be such a crying shame if somebody 3 years from now is very interested in what I have to say about publishing and they sign up, but they miss out on all that information because they were just 3 years too late. So the emails that I really invest a lot of time into about publishing and such, I put them on a clock so that everybody who signs up on my mailing list will eventually get that same information. And then there, and that's the information that it's valuable. If I wanted to, I could probably compile it, expand it, and sell it. But I don't. I give it away for free because people need to know these things. It's industry stuff that a lot of people don't talk about. So then I have the newsy things that go out, you know, once a month. Sometimes when we're close to a launch, might come a little sooner, a little more frequently as more updates come out. I don't want people to miss out on things that are going on. But for the most part, those are the two types of emails I sent. And those newsy ones, once they're gone, they're gone. Somebody 3 years later is not going to get the same thing. But they will get the same information about royalties or contracts and such.